From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
U.S. lawmakers start planning for a post-Castro Cuba. Suriname may be forced to turn to the IMF as The Hague prepares to withdraw balance of payment support, and former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is approached to help implement the Haiti agreement. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A bill has been tabled in the U.S. House of Representatives setting out a plan for American assistance in a post-Castro Cuba. The bill states that the United States will provide financial, educational, and humanitarian support to a transitional government that excludes the Castro government and organizes elections to be held under international supervision. It's being tabled by Representative Robert Menendez, a Democrat. I telephoned Mr. Menendez at his Washington office today and asked him, what was he hoping to achieve by this bill?
The bill is designed to deal comprehensively for the first time with the United States position as it relates to a post-Castro Cuba.